This morning, we get the opportunity to talk with U.S. Congresswoman Michelle Fischbach, and we appreciate you taking time out to talk with us. So, with the shutdown going on, are you busier now doing other things, or are you kind of, are your hands tied a little bit for what you really can do?
Well, I will tell you, we're staying busy. You know, we're still having constituent meetings. We're still having Zooms. We're still out there talking to people and people giving us a call. And I will say my office in Moorhead and in Wilmer and in D.C. are all open. So if you have questions, you know, please feel free to give us a call. But, you know, we're staying busy. And even with, you know, even with the shutdown, we're continuing our discussions about issues so that we are ready to go when the government opens back up.
Now we're 3 weeks into this shutdown. Are you seeing anything that gives you hope that there's maybe some negotiation or that something is going to happen to get things going again?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, the Democrats over in the Senate really need to come to their senses and vote to open the government back up. You know, it's 3 weeks, a month ago, the House Republicans passed a clean CR. And when I'm talking about a clean CR, it was the status quo. Same thing that was going on September 30th was what was going to happen on October 1. And the Dems all voted no. And they continue in the Senate. They've voted 11 times to vote no to open the government back up. But, you know, that clean CR, like I said, it was the status quo, and we need to get the government back open because we were working on appropriations. That was one of the things that's the reason for the CR. The appropriations process, we were getting back to regular order. We did, the House did 12 bills, and they all passed out of Appropriations Committee. But they had the opportunity in appropriations to have the discussions, to offer amendments, and have the public input. They were passed out of the Appropriations Committee, and actually three of them are in Conference Committee. That passed both the House and the Senate, so they're in Conference Committee. And we need to get back to that and make sure that we are doing that budget the right way, and that people have the input. So and the continuing resolution until November 21st would have given us that opportunity to just have a little extra time to finish those up and get things moving. And it's unfortunate that the Democrats are holding us hostage and not letting us finish that process because they, they have demands that they're making about health care and about spending. And I'll tell you, their proposal, Their continuing resolution included $1.5 trillion with a T additional spending. So they wanted to use the continuing resolution as a spending bill. And all we wanted to do was give us a few more weeks to get some of those appropriations bills done. So it's really unfortunate. But in the House, in the Senate, they need about four more Democrats to see the light and come to their senses and vote to open government back up.
It does not seem like there's a willingness at all. It kind of is almost, it appears from where I sit, the only way to keep things from happening is just shut it down and not accomplish anything. The hands are really tied until this gets opened back up again.
Well, yeah, and you know, one of the things that we've been spending time on is talking to the departments. And so between my staff and myself, we're talking to those departments and really trying to figure out what can happen and what they're able to help them, what's being processed, what's on hold because of furloughed employees, so that number one, when constituents call us, we can answer those questions and try to help. But it is, it's frustrating because there's a lot of things to do. We need to do that appropriations. And, you know, as for the healthcare issue, the Democrats talk about the healthcare and they don't give as many details about what they want in healthcare. But we had already started discussions regarding that well before the shutdown about seeing what we could do to, you know, help things. And we were already having those discussions. What I'd love to see happen is, like I said, those Democrats in the Senate come to their senses so we can actually sit down at the table and have those hard discussions about health care. And they're complicated, and so they shouldn't be handled by four leaders behind closed doors. These should be handled in committee. There should be discussion. There should be public input and amendments offered if need be. But it's, when they go behind closed doors, those four leaders, and try to hash this out, I'm not so sure they understand rural health care. I'm not so sure they understand the issues we're facing. And so I want to make sure that we have a seat at the table while those discussions are happening.
And that's so important when it comes to everything, that we still get our representation here. Otherwise, we kind of get lost in the shuffle, it seems like. Do you see anything? I mean, what happens? Say this ends up going months and months. We're going to start seeing more and more pressure, I would think, from the public to get an end to this thing. But what happens in Washington if this really doesn't open back up for 6 months?
Well, I mean, that would be a long, long time. But, I mean, people are not getting paid. And I know that the president had found and kind of shifted some funds in the Department of War to make sure the troops got paid. I don't know what will happen the next, the next pay period. But he is trying to find ways to shift monies around in departments to keep things open or get people paid. But if it goes on, I just don't know what'll happen. I can't say. I mean, those folks, there are folks that are working for no pay, the federal law enforcement, the troops, those folks. So it will get more and more difficult for them.
Well, let's shift gears just a little bit. And there is work being done, even though the money set aside, the appropriations for the USDA to help out farmers a little bit. But is that money available, or does it sit and wait until things open up again?
Unfortunately, it sits and waits, and I know the farmers need some relief right now. And the president recognized that too, and he shifted that $13 billion over to the USDA for relief for farmers. You know, I mean, between the tariffs and the soybeans not getting sold, those things, we need to make sure we get them relief. And there's another part, and so that has to wait until we open back up. There's some ongoing things with trade because, one of the things we've learned is we certainly need to find markets wherever we can internationally and open new markets and solidify old ones. But, you saw some trade with some of the newer agreements with Japan and South Korea, UK and EU, and then USMCA next year as we're taking a look at that. But also domestically, we have to look at E15 year round, and we did the 45Z tax, biofuels tax credit, and the big beautiful bill. So we have to make sure not only we're doing that short term relief, but that long term outlook. So, but it is a shame that all of that is kind of has to wait until we open back up.
If there are things that were temporary measures that were set to expire during the time that the government's closed, do they expire or do they hang in limbo until we open back up again? Do you know what I'm asking?
I think so. If they are statutory, they certainly would expire. Because that would be the law that so they would expire, but there may be different case by case too. We can't talk too broadly because different departments are doing things a little bit differently. But if statutorily by law something expires, then it would expire.
Okay. Congresswoman, are there other things that you want to mention while we have you?
Well, just in general, I think I mentioned it. My offices are open. Morehead, Wilmer, D.C., please feel free to give us a call. We continue to work, and we're talking about when we get back in, we're going to be talking about that $13 billion for farm relief. We're going to be talking about the skinny farm bill. We are also, you know, taking a look at obviously the healthcare issue, and so we are preparing. We're also doing work to prepare when we open back up. You know, actually, those 12 appropriations bills will be heading to rules, or actually 9, because 3 of them are in conference, but 9 of them still have to go through rules committee. So we're preparing to have those in rules committee too when we get back. So as soon as we're trying to be prepared to hit the ground running when government opens back up.
Well, and hopefully it will be sooner than later, that's for sure. Now, we are hearing, you know, on the national news, we're hearing things about the president working with some trade negotiations that are still may or may not happen. And we're also hearing about the new construction that's taking place at the White House, too. What are your thoughts on all of that happening right now?
Well, you know, the White House edition of the ballroom, that's privately funded. So, despite what some of the Democrats are saying, it is privately funded. And so, the construction goes on with that. And I think that it was scheduled, so it continues forward. And we're trying to make sure that people are, I know that the president is trying to make sure that people get paid that need to be paid. So he is, they're looking under, you know, everywhere they can to shift funds. I mean, they'll have to be paid back when they're done, when we open back up. But I think that he's doing his best to lessen the effect of that on some of those folks.
And that really is it all the federal employees that aren't working now, once they go back to work, they all get their back pay from the time they were off?
Under current law, yeah.
Okay. Very good. All right. Congresswoman Michelle Fischbach, we appreciate you talking with us. It's always good to get an update from somebody that knows. So we really appreciate you taking time out and talking with us. Is there anything else you want to mention?
No, I don't think so. Just I'm so happy to have a few minutes to talk to you, and I appreciate the opportunity and hope everyone has a great day.
Very good. Congresswoman Michelle Fischbach from the 7th District here in Minnesota. And we'll take a break and be back with more after this.